Kodesh Tov, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Pesach Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the first day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 482, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage in Gaza. We are, of course, grateful for all those that came out earlier today and continue to pray that all come home safely. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Katz of Congregation Anshei Chesed of Linden in Linden, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Katz fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Acheinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Katz will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our Bir Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, those are held captive. Finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor a day of the program, a week, a month, we always appreciate our sponsorships, the generosity to help us continue the call. You can do so for any occasion, commemorate a yard site, celebrate a birthday, any wonderful news is always great to share. And you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, sponsor the program at ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to learn a little bit right now, to daven together. We find ourselves in an emotionally difficult place over the past few weeks. On the one hand, we've been overjoyed. We've seen our prayers and the prayers of the collective Jewish people coming to fruition, being answered with release of our precious brethren who've been held captive. Yet at the same time, we may find ourselves asking, what's going on? Why is it happening this way? There's an anxiety about the way it's happening. Is this the redemption we speak about, that in Medinat Yisrael, where we're left to negotiate over the lives of our citizens with terrorists? We're conflicted. We're struggling. We're trying to make sense of it. We're trying to make sense of how the international community doesn't see what's so obvious and clear. How do we make sense? Again, is this the beginning of the redemption we keep on talking about? Today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The month where Tu B'Shvat falls out in, it's actually, according to Beis Shammai, today is the Rosh Chodesh of the Ilanos, of the trees. It's the month where we find the birthday of the trees. It's a month of the renewal. And yet, as an avid hiker, I love to hike even in the winter. I can tell you, if you were to walk outside right now, and you could do it even if you're not, you know, in Harriman State Park, where I love to hike. If you look at the trees, you don't get a sense of renewal. Right now, the trees are dormant. They look dead. Empty of leaves. The forest is quiet. Little life can be seen. Everything's in hibernation. The trees are quiet. This does not exactly seem like the apropos time to celebrate renewal of the trees. Now, if you were to ask me, a better day would probably be mid-July, when the trees are heavy with the green, beautiful foliage, when the forest is teeming with animals, when it's alive again. That's a day to celebrate renewal. Not today. Not this month. Not when things look like they're so dead. Yet we know the reason we celebrate Tu B'Shvat now, the reason we have the month of Shvat celebrating the renewal of the trees, is because while the trees may look dormant, while the fields may look fallow, deep beneath the surface, there's a whole world going on. The old trees are slowly waking up and coming back to life. The seeds beneath the surface are beginning to take root and build deep roots and grow. So while the field may look barren now, in a few months, the little green shoots will poke through the soil. You see, because right now, deep beneath the surface, deep roots are being established so that eventually it will come to fruition. Rav Drukman explains Mashiach is referred to as tzmicha, as sprouting, as semach David, we say. We say the Medinas Yisrael's racious tzmicha ulafenu, the beginning of the sprouting of our redemption. He says for precisely this reason, because there are times, perhaps these times, when on the surface things look dormant. On the surface, it may even look like regression. We may be saying, where is the beginning of the redemption? How can this be, this barren field, hold anything? It's like an empty tree, a fallow field. Things don't look like they're coming back to life. Things don't look like they're regenerating or regrowing. However, beneath the surface, there's so much going on. So much of what happens in our world may appear to us one way. It may appear to look like regression. It may appear to look like we're not advancing. But beneath the surface, it's actually tremendous advancement. Because while us humans, we may think we have a handle on the things that are going on. We think we understand what's happening. We understand the causes. We have anxiety and joy because of what's happening above the surface. We must recognize we only see a fraction of what's really taking place. You see, when all the pundits and commentators offer their tactical and geopolitical commentary, when experts claim to tell us, based on their analysis, this is what's going to happen, we have to recognize it's not that they have part of the story. They have very, very little of the story, next to nothing of it. Because beneath that surface, just like the green shoot that only emerges in the spring, which is a result of months and months of work, so too, we just see a fraction of the great drama, the greatest drama ever written, that Hashem is doing beneath the surface. Beneath the surface, Hashem is at work. Beneath the surface, things look very different. And soon, hopefully very soon, they'll begin to sprout. And so in this month of regrowth, in this month of renewal, let us place more trust in He who actually writes the story. And may we merit to see the continued return of all of our hostages, the destruction of our enemies, and the ultimate tzmicha, the ultimate flowering of our redemption. We're now going to recite Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chaf. Lamanatzeach Mizmar LeDavid, Yamchad Nabi Ansara, Yisagev Hashem, Elokei Yaakov. Yishlach ezracha mikadesh, umitziyon yisadecha. Yizkar kol minchasecha v'olasecha, yidashenach tzela. Yitem lecha klavevecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Yerana nabi shuasecha, u'b'shem Eloheinu nigdal yimalei, adnai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi adnai, mishicha yanehu mishmei kadesh, Digvurai Yesha Yiminai, Ela Barasav Ela Basusin, Anach Nibishema Adnai Lohen Naskir, Ela Karavana Follow Anach Nukamun of Anis Adad, Adnai Shia Melech Ane Nubiyahim Karenu. Tehillim of Gimel 23. Mizmar Le David, Adonai Ra Yilo Yachsar, Vinoy Sashi Yavitani, Ame Menuchas Yanahaleni. Nashi yishagu yancheni, v'magli tzedek l'man shemai. Tam ki eilech v'geit samaves, lo irarok yata imadi. Shivtecho mishantecho, heva yinach amuni. Ta'arok lefani shulchan, neged tzararai, dishanta v'shemen roishi, kozi irvayai. Achtoi v'ches yudufuni, kol yimei chayai. Vishafti b'veis adenoi, lioi rech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lema'alot esayinai el harim me'ayin yavoy Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai oiseh shamayim baret. Al yitei lamot raglecha al yanum shoyerecha. Hinei lo yanum b'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shemerecha, Adonai tzilucha, ayat yiminecha. Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach v'alayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeyuscha o'ayecha, me'yata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-ma'alai, simamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekarli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvai, Tlikol Tachanunai. Im Avoy Nois Tishmaya, Adonai Mi Amoy. Ki Imcha Aslicha, Leman Tivarei.
Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Im Adonai Chesed, V'Harbei Moisedus, Hu Yifes Yisrael, Mikol Avonasav.
Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maschil David, V'yoisi
B'marot V'ila, Kaili El Adonai Ezak, Kaili El Adonai Eschanon, Eshboich Lepanav Sichi, Tzarotzi Lepanav, Agid. Hisatef alai ruchi, v'ato yadati nisivasi, v'orech zu ahalech temnu hachli, habed yamin urei, v'ein li makir, ovav linoi t'menu, ein darish l'nafshi, zakti elef adenoi, amart yata machzi, chelki beret achayim. Hakshiv el rinosi, ki talisim yod, ati lein yuid regfai, ki amsu mimeni. Oitsiya mim masker, nashi lahadarte shimcha, ki achtiru tzadikin ki tegmalai alai. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael, acheinu. Kol beis Yisrael, anisunim batzara, batzara uvashivya, omdin vein vayamu vein vayabasha. Amokoy mirachem, mirachem aleihem, yotiyen mishara.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Prayer for the Israeli Defense Force. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, U'yivarech Eschayalei Tzva Haganel Yisrael, V'anshi Kachos Avitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Seinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Mivul HaLevanon V'ad Midbar Mitzrayim, Min Yom HaGod Allah V'Arava, V'chom Makom Shehein, V'yabash Shev'av V'yayom. Yit Anoas Aveinu Akam Olein Negifim Lefaneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzlus Chayaleinu Mikol Tzor V'tuka, V'kol Nega U'machla, V'yishlach Bracha V'aslach Mikol Masi Yedeyem, Yidabru Zeneu Chachteyem, V'atera Mekes Yishua, V'atera Tizachon, V'kiyom Bahem HaKasov, Ki Adonai Ha'echem Holich Imachem, Lo Lachem Imov, Lachem Imovechem, Lo Shiezchem, V'nomar Amen. A prayer for those held in captivity. Yishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo. V'yivarech Yishma V'natit Nidrek V'Avinel Yisrael U'Shvuya. V'es kol Acheinu Anasuni Batzar B'Shivya. V'avor Shekol HaKadosh Hazen Espal B'Avaram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachm Aleihem. Yotzim Echoshiv Etzamavis. Mitzraseihem Yinatek Mitzukoseihem Yoshiyem Yeshiva Mehera Lechik Mishpachoseihem. Yodu Adnei Chastov Nifloosov Lamei Adam V'yukiyom Behem Amikro Shekosov Uvduya Adnei Yeshuvon Uvotio Merina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham Sosem V'simcha Yasigu V'nasa Yagon V'anocha V'nomar Amen. Now make the Mishaberach for those who are sick, and we will pause in certain names of those who are sick. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, Dovru Shlomo, Huyivarech V'Yirapa Es. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimoli Rachm Alav Limolir Aposo Lachaziko Lachayoso Yishlach Lo Meher Refuah Shalem Neshamayim Lamarachei Varav Shesagida B'Sof Sharchal Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Taguf Hashta Ba'Agola Uvizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. But the OU, this is Naftali Herman, wishing you Chodesh Tov and Shabbat Shalom.